the exploration gang. And I worked 5 months cooking for California Oil Company. I fed as high as 90 men cooking. And I mean, them folks eat, they don't fool around.
What'd you cook usually? Just about any damn thing?
Anything, anything. I cook anything. That don't worry me. That's the least of my worry, cooking.
Really?
I can cook anything.
God, that's great.
I worked straight 5 years on tugboat. Cooking.
Yeah.
Well, not 5 years, but eight and a half months in a year, because I'd get off and go trapping. Oh, they didn't want me. They'd beg me not to say, hell no, I'm gone. That's it. Get another one. Put somebody else in my place. Well, they'd be there waiting for me. Quick as I get to trapping, it put me back to work again.
Tell me about your farm, the things you did with it, can you?
Well, farming, we'd plant everything we could keep that would last, and then we had animals and all that.
Yeah. What would you raise?
We raised a little bit of everything over here. We raised like corn, sweet potatoes, ash potatoes, onions, garlic, anything that could last a long time.
Yeah.
And plenty of things we'd have from one season to the other.
What about the buildings you have on the farm? That's what I was going to ask you about.
The building?
Yeah, back out. What is that out back of your house here? That's a...
Over here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a shed I built since I moved over here. But we was over there then, you see. We live on the other place over there, by the bayou.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, no big barn or nothing like that, but that... That little house they had over there.
All right, go ahead, baby sister. We're back.
That the old man had built for his boys when they went to college and all. They went to college and all. And when they'd come back in, they'd live in that little house. That's where I moved in when I got married.
Who went to college?
The old man that had all this land over here.
Yeah.
You see, he was married twice. And his first wife, he had them a bunch of boys. Oh, there was Edward and Raoul and Marcel and George. There were 4 boys that I can remember. And my old uncle, he even, the one that died 84 years old, he used to tell me all that stuff. He went to college too. He went with them. But when them boys would all come in, they had to have a place to sleep in. So they'd sleep in that little house. He had that little house built there for them. And that's where we used to put the hay in and all that, for the cattle. And after I got married, well, I fixed that little house up, and I moved in there, and that's where I went. But raising stuff and all that, shoot. We raised anything, people around can raise that we raise. We raise strawberries, we raise snap beans. I can remember us shipping snap beans to St. Louis. I remember putting as high as 23 bushels on a car. 23 bushels. I remember that good. Went to ship them to Slidell. We thought we were going to hit a fall crop, and people had already come in with them from other places, and my daddy lost $200 on that deal. He said he'd never plant big again. He said, I'm through with that. But he was mostly truck farming, you know, around. He'd raise all kind of stuff, and he had a car, and he'd load that thing up, and he'd take all down the road. Them days didn't have no deep freeze, and he'd come back, he wouldn't have nothing. Like wintertime, he had about 35, 40 heads of hog running around here. Shoot, you take like right now, he'd go out there and hoop 2-3 times, and Lord have mercy, all you'd see is hogs.